my dad was a Democrat and my mom was a Republican.
I lived the experience of seeing the effect Mike Long had on the conservative movement, both in the state and the nation.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we recall the life and legacy of the longtime head of New York State's Conservative Party. Michael Long served in the role from 1988 through 2019, but as he told WAMC in 2012, his political awakening came much earlier.
My dad was a Democrat and my mom was a Republican. And I guess how I really got drawn into the Conservative Party was Barry Goldwater's candidacy for president back in 1964. What drove me to the Conservative Party is the Republican Party in New York State, even after the convention when Goldwater beat Rockefeller, the Republican Party in the state of New York sat on their hands on Goldwater, which threw me towards the Conservative Party.
Long's legacy is being celebrated by leaders on both sides of the aisle, as even his political opponents remember him as a solid and friendly figure. Joining me now for more is the party's current chair, Jerry Kasar. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome indeed.
So as we heard there, Michael Long had a long history in New York State politics. What are you thinking about right now in the aftermath of word of his death?
Well, we were close friends, and frankly, as much as I'm thinking about the party, I'm actually thinking about the loss of a close friend. I mean, I essentially grew up with his family. I've known Mike since 1977. I was just getting out of high school, frankly. But I will say this. I lived the experience of seeing the effect Mike Long had on the conservative movement, both in the state and the nation, and frankly, in terms of the overall governance of the state, he was constantly having influence on issues, on straight politics, and frankly, in my view, making things better, and in some cases, slowing things down significantly that could make the state worse. So on so many levels, what I'm thinking about is Mike Long, my friend, Mike Long, my mentor, Mike Long, my party chairman.
As he was always asked on the Capital Connection program, it could be an uphill climb for the Conservative Party in New York State, especially in recent decades. What was your understanding of why he, sort of chose to make his stand here in this state and you followed in his footsteps?
Well, Mike is a New Yorker. He was born here, raised his family here. They're all still here, and they're all, frankly, many of them live within a half a mile or a mile of where he passed away. Mike is a guy who talked the talk and walked the walk of a New Yorker, and me, I believe, like Mike, that no battle is lost when you have issues on your side. No battle is lost when you have supporters. And there were many battles Mike won. And just as a reminder, most of the local governments in the state of New York, most, not all, but particularly outside of the city of New York, are actually managed by Republican and conservative governments. We haven't lost our way, nor have we lost our influence. What we have had is an ebb and flow. And if it wasn't for people like Mike Long, and particularly Mike Long, we could not even be saying that right now. So my belief is that Mike is contributing today. Mike is contributing today through the many people he mentored who are either operating a government here or operating a government in D.C. or who will be coming into government as the years move forward at higher levels. For example, Mike was certainly a person who was massively supportive of Lee Zeldin for state Senate and Congress. And as this thing began to become a race for governor this past year, Mike was there for that too.
What would you say were some of the key issues or beliefs that motivated him and the party during the time that he oversaw it?
So Mike wore the American flag, and I'm figuratively, but on his sleeve, as the saying goes. But Mike was a patriot. Mike was always motivated by a belief in the goodness of the United States, the purposeful nature of our freedoms, and the role we play in the world. So I would say to you on one of the higher levels of what motivated him was his love for the nation. I think in New York State, what he basically believed was that most New Yorkers could live their lives better if they saw less of the government. And I think as a shopkeeper, businessman, parent of 9 children, who he himself was heavily involved in the educational system involving his children, I think he saw New York State is beginning to suffocate the freedoms that many New Yorkers had been enjoying for a number of years. And when he saw somebody leave the state, he most of the time believed it was due to bad state policies because he frankly loved the state. He traveled the state extensively as state chairman. I mean, you could find him in St. Lawrence County at a picnic, or you could find him in Suffolk County at a rally. He loved the state. He loved the beauty of the state. He loved the people of the state. And I think he was motivated just to do good.
What did he think about Donald Trump and the modern day Republican movement, which, has turned off some people like Mike Long, who were, sort of old school conservative leaders and that sort of ilk?
Well, Mike was a friend of President Trump. I mean, they knew each other for a very, very, very long time. I would say they knew each other even before President Trump was at all really involved in politics, and there's a reason for that. Mike was involved in a lot of charities, participated in a lot of different activities that you might have met President Trump at when he was essentially, a businessman and major civic leader in the city. So he actually, I think, knew President Trump better than most. I think that where different people come to different conclusions, I think he felt on the whole President Trump was going to be a good president. He was certainly supporting President Trump. And I think he was generally satisfied, as I am and many people in the conservative movement are, with what the president did. As far as the involvement of the Republican Party, well, we're the conservative party, and sometimes people come to me and say, well, how could you support that person or this person? Aren't they too conservative? And I look at them and I think to myself, well, I'm the chairman of the Conservative Party. We actually like a lot of the direction we see because we see the direction, maybe not necessarily in Albany, but in the nation as a whole, moving towards the right.
Do you think that the Supreme Court made the right decisions with regard to abortion and the New York State gun law?
Absolutely, on both. In fact, on the gun law, we are working with the GOP to sue because we believe that New York State is really violating the intent, which the decision from the court indicated towards the end that you just cannot go out and try to override us by coming up with state actions that go too far. Now, as far Mike Long was a major leader in the Right to Life movement. And Mike Long, by the way, was really a national conservative leader, not just a state leader, heavily involved on the board of directors with the American Conservative Union. So I would say to you that, I was glad he was there to live and see the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Unfortunately, when it comes back to New York State, we're dealing with an extremist government. And I would say to you that I'm sure if I was talking with him right now, disappoint him, but he was very pleased with the decision. I was until the end speaking with him regularly. I always valued his advice enormously. And, if this was a baseball team, I would say to you, he was the franchise. And you really wanted to get Mike Long's opinion on pretty much anything you were participating in because you valued it.
Jerry Kasar is the head of the New York State Conservative Party, a position he took over from Mike Long, who died over the weekend at age 82 after serving in that role from 1988 through 2019. Jerry, thank you for taking the time and sharing your remembrances with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.